Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
17-0 run in the fourth quarter changed the game. It was 96-91 after Moses Moody made a brilliant back cut on the baseline, scored a layup. Warriors were leading by five, and over the next 4 minutes and 38 seconds, it turned into a 108-96 deficit. Golden State would fight. They'd come back and lead by three, 117-114, but not enough as they lose to Minnesota, the team that knocked them out of the playoffs a year ago. Wolves go to 16-9, behind 27 points, 9 boards, 6 assists from Julius Randle. Very crisp from the field, 7 for 14. 24 for Rudy Gobert, 11 of 13. As always, his shot chart's going to be a lot of dunks and layups around the rim. He had 14 rebounds as well. 21 for Dante DiVincenzo, including 2 big threes late in the fourth quarter to help Minnesota seal the win. And, of course, Naz Reid, 7-14 from the field. Always plays well against Golden State. 18 boards and 7 assists. Warriors were paced by 39 from Stephen Curry. He missed his last 4 shots, but was still shot 50% from the field, 14 of 28. 39 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. And then 4 other Warriors were in double figures, including Quentin Post, who was 5 for 15, 4 of 11 from 3. Finished with 16 points and 6 rebounds. In the fourth quarter, Warriors shot 37%. The Wolves 14 of 20 from the field. And the 27 lead changes, ties for the second most in the NBA this year. Milwaukee and Charlotte had a 32 lead change game earlier this year. And in the paint tonight, Minnesota outscores Golden State by 22, 66-44. Tom Tolbert, your thoughts, please.
Yeah, not surprising with the points in the paint. They had 14 more shots, and it is the bigger team, and the Warriors are depleted on the front line. I mean, first and foremost, fun basketball game.
Yeah.
It was a fun game to watch. I mean, it was back and forth, and it was close, and it wasn't until the fourth quarter that the Wolves got that 12-point lead, and as soon as they did, it got chopped right down to 4, and then the Warriors eventually took the lead, and the Wolves came back and when you asked me my electrifying player is between two guys, I took McDaniels because he had to do it on the defensive end as well. But DiVincenzo hit the two biggest shots of the night.
Yeah.
The threes he hit, they just, I mean, they were not easy shots either. So, look, they played a really good game without their star. I thought the Warriors played a good game without, a couple guys that, you know, Horford's going to play, and obviously Draymond is going to be in the starting lineup. So, it's just a good game, fun game, back and forth game. It's great to see Steph out there playing the way that, you know, kind of expect Steph to play, and that just tells you all you need to know about Steph. When he scores 39, you're like, yeah, that's what you do. Not always, but it seems like that. Then he came back and had that one stretch where he didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but other than that, 14 for 28, 6 for 15 from 3. He looked like he was in the flow and ready to go. So, you know, just this is the Western Conference and kind of the middle of the Western Conference that it's just going to be tough. It's going to be tough playing these teams. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There's really one team, maybe two, when Denver gets healthy, possibly Houston. They're kind of working on me a little bit. But I think they still might be a part of that group. But you're going to play these teams, and it is going to be a grind. It's just going to be, you know, the little things. And they didn't get beat by shot attempts tonight. They were plus 7 in field goal attempts, and they were only minus 6 in free throw attempts, and only minus 3 in makes because the T-Wolves didn't shoot very well from 3-point line. Warriors just couldn't get the 3 ball going. And they're not, you know, I think a lot of people think because they have Steph Curry on the team, they're a really good 3-point shooting team. They're not. They're just average. Like an average 3-point shooting team, but tonight was a little less than average when you go 15 for 46. Turnovers were fine, 13 turnovers in the game. So, you know, it's one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, why did they lose? Well, you'd have to go back and watch it again. And it's just a play here or a play there that I think, you know, in a game like this, each team could go back and look at if they had lost the game and said, boy, if we could have just done that a little differently, if we could have just done that a little bit differently, we could have walked out of here with a win. And I think, you know, that was one of those games. I mean, it was an odd starting lineup for the Warriors, but I thought Pat Spencer played played well. He had some, you know, turnovers. A couple of turnovers weren't great, but he only had two for the game, so not that big a deal. And then the bench, Melton's back. He's going to have some uneven games. He was only 2 for 6 tonight, but you're going to get the effort on the defensive end as well. So, you know, it's one of those games where I think Minnesota won, the Warriors didn't lose. I didn't look at it and go, boy, they really were negligent in this area. That's why they lost the game. I thought the T-Wolves hit enough shots and did enough good things, and the Warriors did too. T-Wolves just did a couple more.
You know, it's interesting. I think one of the things the Warriors have to figure out is to get out of this, you know, back and forth around 500. They've been kind of this way for the last few years. And I think that's got to be their goal for the mid part of this season is find a way to break through and get on a run, win some games, and get out and, you know, five games above 500, something like that. Mm-hmm. And whether it be tightening up on the defense or you know, getting better shots, I personally think they've got to find somebody who can, you know, consistently, you know, be that number three scorer. You know, Buddy has been up and down this year. He hasn't had the kind of start. Pat Spencer's done some nice things for the Warriors of late. Melton's a solid player. Moody, you know, is off the bench now. He had been starting. Pajemski, the same thing. But they need that third consistent scorer to try to get them going. And you know, they just I don't know. You know, you don't know where that's going to come night in, night out.
Yeah. Well, look, so, Buddy's having the worst shooting career or season
years.
Of his career.
Right.
I mean, from two. There was one in Sacramento where he shot 38%, but from three, an effective field goal percentage, it's the worst of his career. So, yeah, I mean, look, if this is something that Steve front office will look at and say, okay, look, if we are a 500 team, what do we need and how do we go get it? If we don't feel like this is a team that can – find a way out of the West, or at least find your way to the Western Conference Finals, because there you're going to run into a monster. But you never know now what can happen throughout the course of the playoffs. It's just about getting there and giving yourself a chance to win a couple series if you can avoid OKC. And if they don't feel like this is the team, okay, then what do you need? And how do you go get that around the trading deadline? I think they are a team that, again, I'm repeating myself, but is in the mix with a lot of teams in the Western Conference that aren't named Denver and OKC.
Yep.
So how do you separate yourself from that mix? Do you need someone? Do you feel like is this enough? Do they feel like this is enough? Do they feel like, okay, we have all bases covered on this one? We got the shooting. We got the offense. We got the threes. I agree with you. A third scorer would be really nice to have. So when you have Butler out there, it could be Butler and him when Steph is taking a rest. Because the thing that Steph does that superstars do is they can create another legit scorer just by their presence being out there. They can help someone get an extra 4 to 6 points just because he's out there, because you're getting open shots. You're getting better looks at the bucket because he's out there. When he's not out there, it becomes a little tougher. Butler can do it. That's obvious. We know this. But do they have another guy that can do it, draw defense, find a way to get to the free throw line, that type of stuff? You know, that's something over the next month they're going to have to kind of figure out. Where are we? Where do we think we are? Where do we think this team can get to? And what's available at the trade deadline that we think can push us into that, you know, at least top four, where you feel like you have home court first round and then move from there?
Yeah, you know, and here's the other thing, you know, before you think the sky is falling, it really isn't. They're in the number eight spot.
Not.
They're 500.
No.
They're 3.5 back of Minnesota for the number six, which is one of the goals, get in the playoffs, not the play-in.
Yep.
So, you know, you've got, you know, 26 games so far on the board. So, you know, you've got 56 games to kind of make up that deficit, and you can do that easily. But again, I think they need to this stretch now. You know, till the end of January, or actually January 2021, they've got a lot of home games, and I think they can get it done. But they're going to start with two road games: Portland and Phoenix. Phoenix is ahead of them in the number seven spot, so that would be a nice win to get on the road. But the first start is Portland, that young athletic team that has two wins over the Warriors and one over Oklahoma City of their nine wins.
Go figure.
But But by the way, just really quickly, how about the Clippers?
Boy, you want to talk about a nosedive.
Whoa.
An absolute nosedive.
I never saw that coming.
I didn't see it coming. And then I'm curious how much of it was caused by Chris Paul's discontent. Because you read the stories about him being there, it's not flattering. It's not flattering at all.
And you know what? You can't waive him. Because of their cap situation, they have to – that's a roster spot that he's taking But anyway.
Yeah, sometimes it's addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
Just letting somebody go. But, yeah, no. To your point, that's probably the biggest surprise of the year, how bad they are. And Phoenix is probably the biggest surprise from a positive side.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. We saw Phoenix in here. I thought, they could be 15, 14, 13, right around in there. But they've been playing pretty good ball.
They got a lot of guys who are playing for their careers.
Yep.
And they have found a coach that has really organized them. They know what they're doing out there.
Yep.
So.
And they have one star.
Yep.
This is our guy.
Yep.
This is who we're. This is his son, and this is who we're playing off of. It's not him. Or KD, or Beal, or Beal KD, or Beal Booker. No, it's Booker. That's it. This is our guy. We're going to move forward with this. And then you have, it's I would say, similar in a way to where Steve has tried to build the Warriors around Steph. And he wants players on the court that know how to play with Steph. I think, what you're doing down there in Phoenix is, let's get guys that can play with Booker.
Yep.
Let's get guys that can figure out, he's our guy, how do we accentuate what he does, and guys that complement him. But now they've been really surprising. I mean, so have the Clippers in the complete opposite way.
All right, sir. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy Portland.
We'll see you on the 22nd.
You will see me. I don't think you're going to see me until Christmas.
No, until Christmas.
Yeah. I'll be off the 20th and 22nd, so I'm going to pop in here with my Christmas. I finally got myself a Christmas sweater.
There you go.
So I'm going to come in here full of joy, happy, Christmas, ugly Christmas sweater on, ready to go. I'm going to have all kinds of stuff. You won't be able to stop me.
It's not the one you looked at last year, right? The Santa on top of the chimney.
No, I wanted to get it, but I really couldn't.
Yeah.
I figured, God dang it. If they had like an adult crowd here, I could do it, but I couldn't do it. The Santa sitting on the pot.
You don't have to describe it. Just let it go.
Oh, but it's so good.
Let it go. Let it go. I should have never said anything. Enjoy the time with family. That's going to be cool.
You too.
And I will see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good, Jeff.